The breaking headline out of Chicago. Police there are now calling actor Jussie Smollett a suspect in a criminal investigation. They say he is under investigation for, quote, filing a false police report in that alleged hate crime. Smollett had claimed two men attacked him and had called him racist and homophobic names. Tonight, this new video just emerging showing those two brothers buying supplies. Those two men say it was Smollett who orchestrated the attack. ABC's Eva Pilgrim leading us off.
Tonight, Chicago police have officially charged Jussie Smollett with felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report. Smollett's legal team responding that they intend to conduct a thorough investigation and to mount an aggressive defense. The stunning twist comes as the brothers at the center of that investigation are seen on surveillance buying a red hat and ski masks, items allegedly used in a phony attack the men claim they were paid to stage. After days of pressing Smollett for a follow-up interview, Chicago police today issuing a stark public warning. We got information, and that's what we want to run by him. If the opportunity is not taken to come in, we're going to go with other methods to create a culture of accountability.
Empire's not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on an artist that would try to take us down.
The Empire actor has insisted he was the victim of an attack.
How do you not believe that? It's the truth.
The FBI is already investigating whether Smollett sent this threatening letter to himself a week before the attack.
The return address said in big red, you know, like caps, MAGA. Did I make that up too?
His brother, now defending him on Instagram, blasting the media with a quote from Malcolm X, "It will make the criminal look like he's the victim and make the victim look like he's the criminal." Smollett has allegedly lied to police in the past. Newly revealed court documents from 2007 show he was accused of impersonating his brother by using his name during a traffic stop where he was suspected of driving under the influence. He reportedly pleaded no contest to reduced charges and completed an alcohol treatment program.
David Smollett is expected in bond court tomorrow afternoon. As for when he will turn himself in, we know his attorneys have been talking with prosecutors and police. They are together negotiating what they're calling a reasonable time for him to surrender. David.
Eva, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.